Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, October 27th, 2025.
Could everyone take their seats? If you're going to be talking in the hallway, please close the door.
You can't do that.
Could the door be closed, please?
Kind of have to keep that open, Chair.
Yeah.
You have to keep it open?
Yeah.
Okay, it must be kept open. Sorry, it must be kept open. At this time, the October 27th, 2025 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. And by the way, welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to have you here this evening, and I'd like to compliment you on coming here and doing your civic duty and participating in part of the community that you live in. So I applaud you, and you're taking responsibility, and you should be complimented for it. So thank you. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Board Administrator please call the roll?
Mayor Kribel.
Here.
Commissioner Langgraf.
Here.
Eli Nazzelli.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Tim Foos.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Mike Friesen, Peter Tocco, Greer Gaskell, and Ruben Zadnar.
At this time, we have adoption of the minutes from the October 8th meeting. Are there any addendums or corrections to said minutes? Hearing no request, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes of October 8th, 2025 are hereby adopted. This evening, we also have one resolution to be adopted, and that is P28 of 2025, Ling & Ong LLC, 5201 Ventnor Avenue. Are there any changes or amendments to said resolution? Hearing no, yes?
No, I just realized, I have to recuse myself.
Okay.
I said, yeah, it's only a minute.
So recuse yourself where?
I wasn't here.
Okay, let the record reflect that Lorraine Salata recused herself on the minute, on the vote on the minutes, because she was not here. Okay, back to the resolution for P28-2025. May I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. That resolution is hereby adopted. This evening, we have three cases for being heard. The order of events will be 22 North Martindale Avenue, and then it'll be 52-10 Winchester, and then finally 6601 Ventnor Avenue, which is the school. So we take our first case this evening, and that will be, guess what? We have a witness.
Yes.
Everybody sworn, please?
Sir.
And then present your case. You do a pre-.
May as well. Whether you testify, we have to. So we have.
I think everyone was sworn last time, but I'll just do it again. The homeowners and Ms. Heller, just state your name and business address or address for the record.
Sure. Jennifer Heller, 6684 Washington Avenue, EHT.
Did you hear that? Can you state your name a little louder to the microphone?
You have to cut your microphone, please.
Karen Richterman, 22 North Martindale, Bedford.
Counsel, please state.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian Hune of the Law Office, Brian Hune on behalf of the applicant.
Right, and we'll have Roger McLaren sworn in also.
Can you guys stand back up and just please raise your right hand? Do the three each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening to be the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening to be the truth?
I do.
And this is a continuation. Was everyone here when this first came before the board? Was anyone not here? Okay, then we're good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. As we stated, I stated briefly, Brian Hune of the Law Office, Brian D. Hune, on behalf of the applicant. Since the members were here at the last meeting, I won't burden you with going through it unless you have specific issues you'd like to discuss. But as you'll recall, we discussed it last time. In essence, what we're doing here is we are proposing a current two-story house to be increased to a three-story house within its existing footprint. Although the house is being increased, it is not creating a height variance, and I will actually discuss that very briefly in a moment. When we were here last time, there were roughly three major concerns the board had, and that's what led us to table and revise the plans. The first was there was a discrepancy as to the elevations. You'll hear from Ms. Heller in a moment that that's been corrected, and I believe Mr. McLaren has confirmed that in his report that it's now accurate and that a variance is not required based on the corrected elevations. The second concern was there were some dormer variances being requested. There was some discussion about whether we could minimize one of those variances, and as Ms. Heller will testify, that has occurred. There was also a third concern, and I believe that was one of the major concerns for the board, and that was the current house requires two off-street parkings, but it's a pre-existing non-conforming use with one parking spot. Although that variance is not being increased by this addition, the board was concerned that even if it technically wasn't requiring another parking spot, we still weren't asking to expand a building that had limited parking. I'm pleased to say, and Ms. Heller will provide more testimony, we went back and we sharpened our pencils, and we now have two parking spots. So with that, again, if I could go over some things before. I believe the positive and negative criteria for the approvals was placed on the record previously. So I would just like Ms. Heller to discuss those three items that we discussed. Oh, and one more thing, there was some discussion about requesting a street tree waiver. I know Mr. McLaren has indicated we might be able to get one street tree in. We are going to respectfully request that waiver for two reasons. As the board knows from the photographs, there's already some green space in front of the house. And actually, in your planner and engineer's report, he included a street view picture, and you can actually see the two previous street trees that had died. So we had trees there that have died, so we would respectfully ask that we get a waiver from the street tree requirement, particularly because we do have green space already provided for, albeit not trees. So with that, I can bring Ms. Heller up, and she can go over the changes to the plans to address some of the concerns.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Jen Heller from Palestina and Associates. The plans have been revised by Mascione Architects. The three items, as Mr. Hewen explained, one was parking, so we'll discuss that first. In order to fit two compliant parking spaces within the driveway, we discussed removing a portion of the existing garage, which also was converted to. So it's going to be used for storage space, and the property owners are here tonight, and they can also testify to the future use of that back area of the garage will just strictly be for storage. So by removing a portion of that garage, we were able to fit two compliant 19-foot long parking spaces within the driveway. We do encroach into the right-of-way by approximately 4 feet, which is the same distance as that planter that is existing. So we would have to request from the city the revocable license in order to utilize that portion of the right-of-way. But we've got two vehicle spaces within our driveway.
And to clarify, the cars will not stick, the 90 feet will not stick out into the current sidewalk. It'll just be within the right-of-way that's already got the green space.
Correct. The neighboring property also has a similar planter defining the edge of the sidewalk and the curb. So we would not be encroaching anymore into that. We won't be encroaching into a sidewalk if vehicles are parked within that right-of-way. So that is one of the conditions that we have to seek that revocable license from the city. We looked at the dormers. The architect did revise the plan to minimize the dormer for the third floor. But in order to keep the third floor space usable, we still request a variance to exceed that 40% maximum permitted dormer area and length. So we are still requesting that variance. And we no longer need the variance for the building height because the survey elevations, there was a bust in them, it was confirmed. And our building height is 30.7 feet where 31 feet is required. So we do not need the height variance anymore. Did I get everything?
Yeah, I believe that's it. I don't know if any members of the board, as I said, we could provide some more testimony, but I believe we put some of the negative and positive here in last time. But with that, anyone have any questions from Ms. Heller or?
Ms. Heller, just as a point of clarification, you moved the wall back, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it would be helpful to note even for you and for future references, so on, that there's a prior location of the wall and that the wall was moved back.
Okay.
Because the plan does not tell the story of what actually occurred.
I see. Yes.
So that would make it congruent with the, this is existing and so on.
It shows it reduced.
And it shows it reduced here, but there's just no note that says we reduced it. It shows it.
Right.
So, but just from a clarity standpoint for the future to protect you and your client, and also anybody who's reviewing the plan.
Right.
You can make that condition.
It would be just a couple words.
Yep. Absolutely. So we would, as a condition of any approval that's granted by the board, when they submit a compliance plan, we'll be sure to note on the plans,
yeah,
existing wall to be removed.
Yeah,
and proposed.
And that way it'd be, right, it coincides with a resolution or whatever the case is that gets prepared.
Absolutely.
And there's no confusion.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, if possible, could we get a description of where they reduced the dormers, just what they did there?
It was the dormer on the back of the house that we had discussed at the last meeting.
Right.
Reducing that so that it wasn't just a straight wall. There's that one here.
Gotcha. Okay, now I see what it is.
Yes.
I don't have
they stepped it down. They stepped it down a bit so it wasn't the full, just a straight wall.
Right. So it still does need a variance, but right, it's no longer kind of a straight wall there.
Okay.
So you can push it into the roof?
Yes, correct.
So it's cloud triangle one.
I'm sorry.
That's the elevator, this adjusted cloud triangle one. That's the dormers, right? Elevation 12,
yes,
and 13.
Yes. Yeah, the dormer on the back of the house was stepped in, mm-hmm, to give it a variation on that building facade.
Just you want to recap the variances for seeking the
yeah, sure.
The
yeah.
Variances. So actually, if you can come,
right,
this performance report has been.
Yes. So we also have some existing non-conforming variances. That includes the lot area and the lot width. Existing.
Why don't you list them in order?
Sure.
Say variance, and then list the variance as a non-conforming variance, and then so on, new variances.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So existing non-conforming variance for lot area, existing is 1,875 square feet, where 2,312 square feet is required. We have an existing variance, existing non-conforming condition for lot width. 30 feet is existing, 40 feet is required. Front yard setback, 12 feet is required. 3.2 feet exists currently, and 11.2 feet is proposed for the addition. Side yard setback, 4 feet is required. We have 1.6 feet existing, and 3.1 feet is also proposed as part of the addition. Again, we're going to have 1.65 on one side and 3.1 on the other.
So real quick on that one.
Sure.
Looks like you're raising the wall on that 1.6 a little bit. Storage area, so that 1.6 is still garage too.
Correct, yes. So we're going to have two side yard setback variances.
On the same structure?
Yes. Dormers for the area.
Before you move on, just for the record, these existing nonconformities for lot size and setback, there's no vacant parcels next to it that would be for available to be purchased, correct?
Correct. There's nothing adjacent to the property that we could purchase to make the lot more conforming.
Did you attempt to purchase anything to make the lot conforming?
We did not, given that there were existing homes on all the property.
In other words, there was nothing available.
Right, there were no, right, had there been a vacant parcel, we certainly would have explored that, but they're all rent homes and people residing in not this area.
Thank you very much.
So we're requesting a variance for the dormer area. Your ordinance allows 40% maximum for the dormer area. We are proposing greater than 40% on that third floor.
What are you proposing? Percentage?
Percent. 46? 46%.
So you, okay, you're proposing 46%.
Where 40% is permitted. It's a dormer wall. Percentage. Okay, it's on the plan. So we're also asking for a variance from the dormer length. 40% is permitted. We are asking for greater than 40%. Do we know the percentage? Okay. So it is 46% of the facade width. 46 proposed, 40 permitted by ordinance. The third floor area of the second of the building, it cannot be more than 70% of the floor below, and we are proposing greater than 70%. What percentage is that? Just kidding. Some handfuls on here. Give me a second to do math.
We will move on to the other variances.
Yeah.
Calculate that.
Off-street parking. RSIS requires 2.5 spaces. One parking space was existing. We are now increasing that to two parking spaces, providing that we get that revocable license from the city. So we're still requesting a variance to allow two spaces where 2.5 is required.
I thought that when you moved the garage in, you didn't need the revocable license.
No, we are still 4 feet into the right of way.
If we probably could make spaces that might be acceptable, but that would require that a size. We're trying to avoid a size variance for the space. What we did could if we got a variance from the spot because the size of the spaces, we could actually fit two spaces without the license. But we figured we'd stick with the 19-foot space requirement, especially given that even if we get the license, we're not encroaching into the sidewalk. That was why that decision was made, not to try to shorten the spaces. We had thought we might be able to, but when the architect and the planner looked at it together, they realized that we have to seek a variance for parking space size, stall size. So we decided instead of asking for a variance for stall size, you would go for the license.
Your print shows that you have your parking place ends at the property line.
No, we extend into the right of way.
Okay, I'm sorry. The triangle in the dotted line does protrude past the property line.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But not into the existing sidewalk.
But not into the sidewalk.
Correct.
So it's still a variance in parking spaces. Actually, our ordinance allows you to round down to two, but two spaces aren't being fully occupied on the property, neither the license to extend it. So it's still a space variance, but you're compensating the space by the license.
Right, exactly. And those are the variances that we're requesting?
Yes. 83.2.
So on the dormer, or the third floor area, we're going to be at 83.2%, where 70% is permitted?
Can you set it 80?
83.2.
Thanks.
That's due to, that's a narrow building.
It's a narrow lot, it's a narrow building, so the only way to make this work, we're going to have to exceed the 70%. But we're not, we're only pushing out, again, we have existing non-conforming side yard setbacks of the 1.65, we're not exacerbating that side yard setback condition, and we are still requesting the 3.2, which is also existing as well.
Do you know when the building, do you know when the building was constructed? The date? Approximately when?
30s or 40s? I mean, we believe it was the 30s or 40s, not sure the exact date.
Okay. Thank you.
And just to confirm, as we testified before, when this garage was modified, that we're now addressing, my clients did not own the property, so they're not the ones, my clients were not the ones who converted the garage into a non-parking area originally, but we go back to that now.
Right.
Did you get all the variances?
Yeah. At this time, board members, do you have any questions of the applicant?
And the third floor deck?
I'm sorry?
The third floor deck is still a variance because it's outside.
Yes.
Sorry, oh no, you know what?
The first floor, it covers the first floor, so it doesn't.
I would make a request of variance if there's a possibility.
It's in the, right, it's in the front yard setback.
Yeah, so you need one for that.
Right.
All right. We have to open. Are you completed this time?
I believe that unless the board has any more questions.
Now, have you reviewed Mr. McLaren's report?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Are you congruent with?
Absolutely, in fact, his report that he, you know, Mr. McLaren, he took his, he took his original report and updated it for the plan changes, and we find everything acceptable, including any additions that he would have.
At this time, we're going to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing no request and seeing no request being telegraphed, therefore, I close the public portion of this application. Do you have anything further to add?
Just to thank the board for their willingness to work with us, to give us some input on where the concerns were, and give us the opportunity to address those concerns, and feel that we've addressed those concerns. We still have some variances, obviously, but we do appreciate the opportunity to sharpen our pencils, as I said, and make it more conforming, so we do appreciate it, and we respect the request approval with the variances requested.
Okay. At this time, as all motions are done in the affirmative, would our solicitor make a motion for adoption, please, in the affirmative?
Sure, someone needs to make a motion in a second for, it's a C variance application, I'll just summarize them real quick.
Hold on, Leo.
Yes.
So I don't think we should be looking at a waiver for the street trees. I think that's something that the board has been requesting. It's not a beach block, we do alleviate the trees on the beach block, but this is Martindale North, so I would think this is something, you should put those street trees back, try to gain some of that greenery on the street.
Should we also, would the governing strip also be opened up?
Yeah, I'd like to see that as well. Less impervious coverage.
Governor Strip.
I thought the street tree was agreed upon last week.
They asked for.
We requested a waiver.
I just checked my client, if the board would like the trees, we will certainly put them in, and we'll certainly, you know, do our best with.
One or two trees.
I'd say they have room for one.
There's room for one tree on this lot.
Okay.
We will certainly, I mean, I guess we'd still need a waiver from, I guess it would be normally two trees, but if it's just one tree, we certainly will not ask for a waiver, we'd be happy to place a tree as part of the approval requirement.
And I suggest you check with Mr. McLaren on the species of tree.
Certainly.
That would not lift sidewalks and also survive in saltwater.
Okay, yeah, certainly we'd be happy to work with him on any of those issues.
They're fake ones.
Okay. This time.
Okay, so.
Please proceed.
Okay, so variances are the following, the front yard setback, to the addition of 11.2 feet where 12 feet's required, and the existing is at 3.2 feet. I'm going to back up a second. I'll note the lot area and lot width, which are existing non-conforming conditions. 1,875 square feet required for the area is what they have in lot area, but 2,312 is required, and then the lot width, 40 is required, and they have 30. There's also a front yard setback to the third floor deck at 3.2 feet where 12 feet's the requirement, and there's the side yard setback on the left side, 4 feet is the requirement, and the addition's at 1.65 feet and 3.1 feet. And then the following variances are for dormers in the parking. There's the dormer area, 40% of the third floor is allowed. They're 46% for the dormer length, 40% of the building length is allowed, and they're 46%. Third floor area, they're permitted 70% of the floor below it, and they're 83.2%. And then for parking, our ordinance requires two spaces. They have one full space. The other space is a little short in length, and so that's technically a variance, but then it's also going to be subject to them obtaining the encroachment license to the edge of that planter. In terms of waivers, landscape plan, one street tree will put in the other. And in terms of conditions, again, the encroachment license is required. They'll put a note on the revised plans that wall will be removed.
Modification.
The modification and a note on the plan. Again, they'll put in the one street tree, but one's waived. And then they're subject to any outside approvals that are required. Anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, I think he notes in his report, the flood damage prevention ordinance, you're subject to that. And then any other representations made by or on behalf of the applicant during the course of the hearing.
Grass governor strip?
You'll put the grass governor strip into one street tree grass governor strip.
Okay. How about irrigation? Lance?
Yes, sir.
Are we requiring irrigation on the governor strips?
We don't require it, though. It's a good addition, but it's not required.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we'll need a motion and a second, and a roll.
They have a motion and a second for adoption, please.
I'll make a motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Have a roll call vote, and please state your reasons.
Mayor Kribel?
This is a really difficult application. I think you walked the line at a razor's edge on every variance within just barely the allowable, I think, give that I could really find. Each one is really within a fraction of what I would think put me over the edge for supporting it. The positive aspects are the tree and the governor strip and the fact that you are adding parking. So I would reluctantly support the application just because I think it's a way to save one of the old houses in Ventnor on a very difficult street and a very difficult lot. But it is, it's reluctant in my vote, yes.
Commissioner Langriff?
I agree with the mayor. It's a very tight lot. Some of the variances seem extreme, but it's an undersized lot. They're working with what they have. Almost leads into somewhat of a hardship case. If you want to keep some of these older buildings, this is how we're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
These older homes, I shouldn't say buildings, the older homes. Some of the nuances that they came back to us with, trying to gain that second parking space, even though it still needs relief, I appreciate that and I support that. Changing that rear dormer to eliminate that sheer wall going up, I appreciate that as an architectural feature. As with every application, we're trying to get more grass, more permeable surfaces, more street trees. The mayor's championing street trees in our downtown commercial area, so I think those are something we're trying to add even to the neighborhood. So with that, I think it's consistent with how this neighborhood has been built out. And again, if we want to save these older homes, this is the way they're going to have to be done. It's almost an internal elevation where you're adding that third floor because you'd have to raise the structure to do anything else. So I vote yes in favor of the application.
Joe Iannazelli?
I appreciate all the stuff you guys did to come back and tweak everything, your creativity.
makes it work. It is a tough property, tough lot. I think it's going to look great when it's done, and I approve.
Jay Cook?
I will vote in favor of the application. It is, at the time it was built, it was a different era. And also, in the city of Ventnor, within some in zones, there are lots that just don't conform to the zone. And that's the way the city evolved over time. And so a lot of the variances here are generated with a non-conforming use. The original plan was came before us without a parking place. And the board held, as I said, unequivocally, that we would require an additional parking place if you're going to expand the property. We require it from every new building being done. So if a building's being rehabbed, it's illogical to do that. That was a critical point. There are other small nuances in here that they're doing. They're trying to make them as compliant as possible, but still stay within the framework of the building, make the building look decent. With that in mind, they're trying to improve and save the obsolescence of the structure and have it fit within the community and upgrade where their importance. So with that, I think you're trying to get the spirit of the community. At the same time, increase the value of the property, make it look more presentable, and be a good neighbor within the community. So you're advancing the needs of this community in general. So yeah, I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata?
I found this whole application problematic, and I do understand how the homeowners want to remain in their home. But as I'm looking at all the existing nonconformities and then add on to that the variances that they're requesting, I just don't see how that benefits Ventnor or the neighborhood in particular. So I struggled with this, and I just can't approve it. So I'm sorry, but no.
Dan Smith III.
I understand Lorraine's issues with it, but I think the family is working with what they have, and I think they've exhausted their efforts, and we're close to the goal line here. And based on them being long-term residents and doing this for their family, the upgrades, I think, are within order, and I don't see a tremendous amount of negative criteria that fits in well with the neighborhood. I'm going to vote in favor.
Tim Coop?
I do appreciate all of the revisions that have come back and creativity and thought. But in the end, for me, this is too big of a house on too small of a lot. And it has many twins or similar houses on the street. And if they all look like this, I think this would be a very, very crowded street and too crowded. So I appreciate the work, but I am going to have to vote no.
Wendy Bartlett.
I really struggle with this, as many people do. I appreciate that you're renovating your home. I understand the challenges that present. So I'll approve, but there's all the stats. I appreciate the revisions. I appreciate the street trees.
What's
up? You'll make the house.
Wendy, I couldn't hear your vote.
Yes.
Yes, okay,
sorry.
Thank you.
Can't talk about it.
Jessica Stilley?
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I think this is a small lot, even undersized lot, and I understand kind of the intent to rehab this existing structure and the desire to be able to stay within their existing home. I think architecturally it's a good design, and I do appreciate you work with us to get those two spaces, even though it does overhang into that right away. It still presented an issue whether we built the addition or not, and I think there's now the possibility of getting some other parking out of it. So I am going to vote in favor.
you're approved, and I wish you well with the project, and I thank you for being a stakeholder in the city of Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Next application is that of the residential holdings on regarding 5201 Winchester Avenue.
Chairman, yes, this says, this is a use variance?
No, it's not a use variance.
I think in his review, Roger determined it's not correct.
All right, then I'm staying.
Oh, and, Commissioner, thank you for bringing up about the street trees.
Not at all, Mr.
Thank you. No, 5210.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. London PM.
No.
Ryan, no preamble, you just go right through. Get your people sworn, and then we'll just go in.
And I have John Barnhart, and I have Bob Rolio, so let's swear them in.
All right, Mr. Barnhart, Mr. Rolio, just your names and business addresses, please.
John Barnhart, I'm Tom Zach, for the traffic committee. As a professional, we are a planner, certified in support of the community. Robert Rolio, Rolio Architects, National Avenue, and New Jersey.
If you can each raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Roger's already sworn.
Roger's already sworn, I assume we'll accept their credentials.
Yes, I'll let the record reflect that the credentials of Mr. Rolio and Mr. Barnhart are acceptable. They have appeared before this board many times.
Thank you.
Comment real quick.
Very briefly, property's located.
One sec. I just want to explain why it's not a use variance.
Go ahead.
So in the Northeast redevelopment plan, the original 2001 confirmed in 2007, and it confirmed in 2018, permitted uses in the commercial zone, which this is in, says construction of new multifamily residential structures provided that the density does not exceed 100 dwelling units per acre. You're well below that, so that's permitted use. So if anything, it would have been a conditional use, and you meet the condition. So if you're in agreement with that, or do you want to?
We're good with that.
That's a standard, what?
100 dwelling units per acre. There's substantial below that.
All right, real quick, Brian Callahan, just for the record, all jurisdiction requirements have been met. Property's known as 1416 North Wayman and 5210 Winchester. So we're on the corner of Winchester and Wayman, it's block 101, blocks 10, 11, and 12. Currently existing is technically two-story rental unit buildings containing 10 units. The idea is to demolish that and construct three new townhomes. Presently, we have no parking. Now we're going to be code compliant, flood compliant with parking. We've had Roger's schedule here, so I'll call John Barnhart first, just to walk you through the site plan a little bit. Then I'll have Mr. Rolio show you the pictures of what the property looks like, and we can go from there.
In the interim, can everybody hear back there? Is the acoustics fine? Okay, good. Thank you.
We got yeses and noes.
They can't hear.
You can't hear? Can we boost the acoustic, can we boost the sound a little bit?
Speak into the microphone very closely.
Okay. You have to get close to the mic.
All right.
Yes. And John, you'll have to get closer, you know, like you're in your DJ book.
We're good. Go ahead, let's walk them through the site a little bit.
Sure.
Then we'll go over the variance relief.
Okay, so the property is located on the corner of Wayman Avenue, Winchester Avenue. It's a parcel that has frontage on Wayman of just over 63 feet, almost 63 and a half feet, and has frontage along Winchester of 75 feet. As Brian already pointed out, currently sitting on the property are two independent buildings. They are not in great shape if you're going to buy the buildings. And this is a prime piece of property for redevelopment, as I'm sure we can all agree.
I don't believe there's a stitch of landscaping on this property. The sidewalks along both frontages of this property do not contain any real governor strip or anything of that nature. It's an interesting site because it backs up to the parking area of the theater. So you've got kind of almost like a through street behind us. But what you also have, and this kind of goes to the context of the one of the variants we're asking for this evening with regard to driveway location, what you also have, you have Winchester Avenue that is one way going away from this property. And then you have Weymouth Avenue, which is also one way going toward the beach. So there's very restricted traffic movements and vehicular movements in this area to make it so that, although we're asking for some deviations, which I'll explain, we believe it works very well in this specific location. But from a planning perspective, as Brian already mentioned, this is a 10-unit building right now. Well, two buildings, a total of 10 units on this site. And there is no existing parking, so the burden of this project is entirely on public streets at this point. What we are proposing to do, is the type of project that you want to see in all your redevelopment projects, where you take down old buildings and build something brand new that actually works well with the character of the neighborhood and creates a benefit for the neighborhood. What we have here is we are proposing a 3-unit side-by-side townhouse construction. We are proposing to open up the site a little bit, although we don't have a large parcel. Open up the site a bit, bring the building back off of Weymouth Avenue a little bit, get some greenery and some landscaping in front of the building. We're going to have a small rear yard, which the site currently does not really have. Have some landscaping in the rear of the property. Each one of the units will have two or three parking spaces per unit. From zero parking off-site, or I should say on-site right now, to a total of 6 spaces on-site to support these 3 units versus 0 spaces to support 10 units. The deviations, and if you look at the building schedule in this entire report, are actually very minor in nature for this project. This type of project fits very well with the intent of this building. And that is to create a project that is a reduction in density, each parking standards, try to become more uniform with the mentality and for landscaping and covering and building something as well. And that's what this project has done. The deviations that we're having, we'll just go through them briefly. They're minor in nature. The very simple one, we have one proposed convention unit, which is at the upper level of the building on the corner unit, but it is actually set 1 foot from the Winchester Avenue right-of-way line, which would be a variance. However, when you see this through all of those plans, you realize you won't see that. It's actually behind a roof area. So while it's very close to the property line, you won't be able to see it as a result of the proposed architecture and construction of the roof. The second deviation that we are asking for this evening is with regard to a distance of the 4-unit driveway from the intersection. And this goes into my explanation about the circulation of the traffic in this area. As you know, the requirement is to be 25 feet from the corner. We're approximately 15 feet from the corner as proposed, but we believe that this location works very well for a couple of reasons. I already identified that at this intersection, Winchester Avenue was one way and headed away from us. Weymouth Avenue was one way and toward the beach. So if I'm pulling out of that, first of all, I don't have to worry about somebody coming down Winchester and making a quick right turn because that's not a legal maneuver. But secondarily, as I am backing out and into Weymouth Avenue, I only have to be concerned about traffic in one direction. So while it is on close to the corner and what is required by your land use ordinance, we did the same condition at this location. And obviously we did pay extra special attention to move as far from the corner as we could, given the layout of the building. And you'll see that in this little rendering in a moment. And then the only other deviation we're actually asking for is regard to landscaping. As I mentioned, we are coming a lot more into compliance with landscaping. We discussed a little bit before the meeting and a couple of things that we are going to propose in response to one of Mr. McClellan's comments is that we are going to implement
a cedar hedgerow along the rear property line. We planted a 6-foot on center that will create a nice buffer from the driveway and the parking behind us, which will help reduce the number of shrubs that actually will be required by ordinance. We are also proposing to do a landscape curb strip all the way along Winchester Avenue, which is nice because it's not broken up by any driveways, so it'll be a nice continuous landscape strip. What we would like to do, to meet the intent of street trees, we're technically required to have street trees here. Because the number of driveways is backing out and site lines, what we would like to do is use all four of the street trees along Winchester, but I think it'll work well, we can create a nice little common street trees along Winchester. And then just leave this area open, but we are going to implement grass within the areas that is possible to do so along that curb strip of Winchester Avenue. And then on the property, as you can see, we do have some room for some shrubs, so we will, you know, we will get as many shrubs as we feasibly can into that area where we would meet the requirement. So we are asking for a small deviation in regard to the number of overall shrubs, but it's not a function of us just not wanting to do it, it's just the size of the site that we have in the area that we're working with.
And John, part of that reason for the shrub count is because technically we have two front yards.
That is correct, so we have two front yards, it takes a shrub count way up.
Way up. All right, let's talk a little bit about positive and negative criteria.
Sure.
Talk about.
So I think that this is really an application that is categorized under the C2, which is a flexible C variance with benefits of deviation outlay and expenses. The benefit obviously being very unseen, some major renovation. They're non-flood compliant. So it's a bit unreasonable to be able to make it work as they sit. So we are tearing these buildings down. We are building a brand new structure which will be completely flood compliant. This will help, we believe, dramatically with regard to parking and circulation in the area because of the unit production that we are proposing, coupled with the fact that we will meet our requirement for on-site parking for each of these units. So for those reasons, we believe this is absolutely positive for this neighborhood, both from a traffic perspective, from a circulation perspective, and from an aesthetic perspective, and from a density perspective. With regard to the negative criteria, is there a substantial detriment to the zone plan or zoning ordinance? But for some minor deviations, we comply across the board with the zone plan and zoning ordinance. As Mr. McLaren pointed out, this is considered a permitted use of this location, so it certainly is in compliance with the zone plan. And the gold standards that we are deviating from, again, I believe we're very much de minimis. The second problem with the negative criteria is whether there is a substantial detriment to the public good. And based on the testimony I've already given, we believe that this is truly a benefit to this neighborhood by eliminating this number of units and building a brand new building, which Mr. Williams has shown you, which we believe truly will be an asset.
All right, I don't have any other questions, Mr. Barnhart. I'll call Mr. Lowey up unless the board has some questions, and Mr. Barnhart at the present time.
John, I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Bedroom count. How many existing bedrooms are in the job now, and how many will be there?
So as I understand, there are 14 bedrooms on the site now.
And then how many?
This total is 12.
And the new total will be 12?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And then there's no parking places?
There are no parking there now.
Now, correct. Will you have any additional parking places besides two required?
We have two required, but then we also, in addition to the two that are required, we have space for storage as well, so It's two plus
area. Plus, so you're having for inside storage rather than a building on the outside.
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank Mr. Lowey, jump up. Bob, why don't you walk me through a little bit?
Mr. Lowey, pardon me one second. Could you show the rendering to the audience as well, please?
Bob, why don't you walk a little bit through the design, materials, layouts, et cetera?
So the house is, it's a three-unit townhouse. There's three units, side by side by side. The ground, I call the garage level ground floor. The ground floor is just used for one-car parking. And then there's an entry foyer, and as John has mentioned, a lot of storage area. So we're providing two parking spaces, one in the driveway, one in the garage, and then there's extra storage within the garage space. So then you walk up from the ground floor to the main level, which is the kitchen. The dining room level is a small top room, and then there's porches on the front, 5 foot deep at one side. It's a really large, it's just a get out and then hopefully that's it. Second floor.
Keep your voice up, Bob.
The second floor will be three bedrooms. And again, there's a small 5 foot desk on the street side. Third floor, two bedrooms and a bathroom suite, and the third floor decks, which were within the building envelope. So the variance there for third floor decks. The total, each unit is four beds, 3.5 baths, 2,300 square feet. So they're not over the stock unit, they're pretty, modest size.
Is that 2,300 livable, or is that 2,300 for the garage?
That's 2,300 livable.
Thank you.
And as we mentioned, we have three units, and there's 10 units over using potentially in the other units. As far as the style, it fits with the neighborhood, the pattern of the neighborhood, the kind of the way I've been doing my property in that area, and it's kind of meeting the style that is developing out in the area. We're using some cement board siding, some polyurethane siding, foyer decks, and stucco base. So this doesn't fit the neighborhood, size and scale wise, it's not as intruding on any of the neighbors.
Mechanicals are not going to have any impact noise wise on any of the neighbors?
The mechanical, John's previously mentioned, on the third floor rear deck. So they're up behind the roof line, and I have a low wall. I'm screening the condensing units. So they'll be up way up on the third floor, hidden behind a roof line. You'll never really see them work here, since they're up so high.
And you heard John talk about landscaping, no street trees along Waven, street trees along Winchester, grass along Waven. And we still have the ability to put in some landscaping along Waymouth Avenue?
Yes.
Once again, I don't have any other questions, Mr. Lowey. I'll turn it over to the board.
Board members? Questions? Could you explain, John, the traffic pattern, or Mr. Lowey, is there anything unique about these buildings that go to the parish of Ventnor or the seashore? Anything unique about these buildings that go toward the character of Ventnor or the resort community we live in?
You're talking about the existing buildings or the proposed buildings?
The proposed buildings.
The proposed buildings, I think, I would call the style a little more transitional, slightly modern. So it's kind of a newer theme design that's kind of developing, the people are requesting it. I think it's a great asset to the neighborhood.
But also provides some outdoor space decking?
Correct. The decks on the street side are only 5 foot wide, so they're not. And you do, on the ground floor, on the first floor rear deck, there is a nice, decent sized outdoor decking portion.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Members of the board, any questions?
So just for the record, you're seeking preliminary and final minor site plan?
Minor site plan approval, correct.
Now, if you're doing that, how are you doing stormwater management?
So the site does not rise to the level of future development from stormwater management perspective by DEP standards. So we're not required to implement any new stormwater controls, but we are reducing coverage pretty dramatically from the existing conditions. So there will be a net benefit just by virtue of this project, because we're implementing landscape and impervious area where there currently are.
And John, do you have any experience in determining what the impact of parking would be? How much of a reduction might be occurring to the neighborhood? So freeing up spaces in the neighborhood?
So Mr. Cook, that's kind of a hard thing to say, because you really don't know. I mean, when you have 10 units, even though we're only two less bedrooms,
right,
when you have 10 units, you're likely having at least one car for every one of those units,
yeah,
and potentially more. So in this case, yeah, you have a four-bedroom unit, but you know, that might be two cars and a couple of kids that are in the other bedroom. So the reality of it is, we believe that this will, not only are we providing on-site parking, I actually believe there's less cars that will be coming to and from this property than currently exists.
I don't know about that property. You know that property? I know that property. That one apartment building maybe had one or two cars tops. The other two buildings, one or two cars tops. That's, I mean, I see the point.
I understand what you're saying.
But the reality is.
Is the, is there potential here for, we're creating more and more walking neighborhoods. The neighborhood in the area there is redeveloping. The main street and so on is slowly developing. Will this help encourage a walking type of culture, if you will, within the neighborhood?
Absolutely. And this is all that is planned. And when you can see, it's got a number of stack decks along the front of the building to create that sense of neighborhood and place where you can actually sit down on the front deck and say hi to your neighbors when they walk by. This is certainly a very walkable area. This is not an extremely wide area of the island, so you can get shopping, you get the restaurants, you can get, you know, there's a lot of great things in that urban area that will absolutely be supported by the units.
For the record, how many blocks from Ventnor Avenue is the site?
Less than one.
Yeah, one block. Okay.
Yeah, the other end of the block.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mr. Barnard, real quick. Talking with Mr. Lolio and yourself, because this is a three-unit attached townhomes, the requirement now is to have a residential sprinkler system installed as part of the new regulations?
I'm going to leave that to Mr. Lolio.
Mr. Lolio, jump up, please, again.
Yes, there will be a required sprinkler system in each unit.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Mr. Barnard, Mr. Lowe, once again, back to the board.
So as a condition of approval, if you get approved tonight, is an engineer's cost estimate, performance guarantee, and escrow.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
Okay. What, any questions? A
couple comments on the Winchester Avenue facade. So I'm asking people to use the mic, and I'm not using it.
That facade, the front and the back have a lot of undulation, different modular, you know, different facade look to it. That Winchester Avenue is just one solid wall the entire length of the building. I know it's right up against the property line, half a foot off, which is permitted. That redevelopment area does allow zero setbacks to those two front yards and even the side yards. I know you don't have a lot of room to do something there, but something along the lines of a little pent roof coming out over a couple of the windows, just to break up that facade. Now, you may need a license from us to go into that right of way. Is that something you could do, Rob?
About that, like phosphate projections or something similar to that. Half a foot.
Yeah, you're half a foot.
Yeah, so you could do a little 6-inch phosphate through the box. That would be right at the property line.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mind. Like I said, there's. The sidewalk is right up against there, but there's a house right on Portland Avenue right at the corner that has kind of little pent roofs. They're almost the Key West style shutters that come out. I'm not saying the Key West style, but something just to break up that wall. I mean, it's something that's a long, how long is that wall, that structure?
60 feet.
Length, is that on both sides of the building?
No, the other side I'm not as worried about, because there's a structure right there. This is another front yard, so it's another way to...
Yes, 59 feet, so...
Yeah, so 60 feet.
Something that...
Just something a little bit there. I know you can't really jog the building in and out, but if we could do something over some of the windows, that may just offset that wall.
Yeah, something like visual interest, maybe something to break the colors of, even...
I think there's color.
Little projection from there.
There really isn't. Yeah. But I think if we did something, little roofs over there, 1-foot projection would do it. And if we need the license, Mayor, I don't think we would have too many issues with that.
No, I think it's a good idea. I think that wall does feel like a barren space. If it had awnings over the windows, there's a couple houses in, typically built in Ventnor Heights that have that.
Yep.
And a box window.
Just something to break it up, I think would be nice. You know, that or you could set it up as a drive-in movie and show movies inside the wall. I don't think the residents would appreciate that too much.
And what a projector is. Yeah, give you an opportunity to take a texture someplace different.
That would be nice.
So you understand the mission that is to just make it a little more detailed and hospitable, and it's good looking for the other, for those that will look at the side as well. This is their front. It's facing their front.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you.
That is just the...
Any further for the board?
Like that.
If not, we're open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Yes, ma'am? Wait, ma'am?
Come up.
You have to come up. State your name, be sworn. And first of all, thank you very much for appearing.
Name and address, and I'll swear you in.
Sherry Cohen, 5207 Winchester, and 33 North Waitman.
All right, Ms. Cohen, do you swear upon the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, I was curious, is it, he said three bedrooms on one floor, two bedrooms on the other. That adds up to five to me. So is it four bedrooms or five bedrooms?
They're all fours. It depends which. Some unit, one unit has two bedrooms on the third floor, and only two on the second floor, so it's...
Okay, so it's fair. That's fine. Okay, that was my question.
Thank you, Sherry. Anyone else who wishes to come forward?
Just give us your name and address, please.
Brian Smith, 26 North Waymouth. My house is right across Winchester from this project.
Mr. Smith, do you swear upon the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Because of our unique vantage point, we see the parking lot of the movie theater, we see Winchester Avenue and Waymouth. In theory, the streets work the way they described because of the one-way, but so many cars come out of the parking lot of the movie theater and go the wrong way on Winchester, and all the delivery trucks do. So you need even better signage or something that's going to stop that, because it's almost like a two-way street. I'd say there's 20, 30 cars a day at least that go the wrong way. And the delivery trucks park on that corner of Waymouth and Winchester and carry their stuff with hand trucks to Nuggets.
Between police department and public works, we can add more signage and more enforcement. I think that's on the city, that's not on the developer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thank you for bringing it up. I think we've had that conversation, so...
Brian, thank you very much. So your eyes and ears are welcome. Is there anyone else who wishes to make comment? Hearing or seeing no other requests for comment, the public portion is now closed. Brian, have you gone over...
We've gone over Roger's report, and we will comply with all of his requirements.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything further to add?
Seeking any waivers, I guess, from the technically...
Well, I guess we're seeking a waiver for not having to put street trees on Waymouth Avenue, but putting four street trees on Winchester Avenue.
Okay, and since you are in a redevelopment zone and you are in a commercial zone, I would ask for a waiver from the streetscape requirements, even though you probably don't have to put them in, but ask for a waiver.
A waiver.
Those are the streetscape requirements?
Yeah, because they are in that zone.
And no tree, Brian, on Winchester, four on Lehman?
No, four on Winchester, no on, none on Lehman.
Great.
We, just as a note, could you, we put in the resolution that was required that the building will be police fire suppressed?
Yeah, and I think, I'll note it, but Mr. Lollio said my code passed.
No, it's not required by, it's required by the building code. Because we're encouraging the suppression of all buildings where we can.
And all the minor site plan requirements have been satisfied.
Okay, good.
Okay. And that includes storm drainage.
All right, so if there's nothing further, we'll need a motion and a second. It's a minor site plan. It met all the submission requirements, and then there's three variances. There's the setback to the HVAC or the mechanical equipment, 1 foot where 4 feet's required. The minimum distance of the driveway for the one unit to the intersection of 25 feet's required. They're 15 plus or minus, approximately 15 feet. And then the landscaping, they require 70 shrubs. It looks like they have 40 are proposed. And
that's what we're proposing, yes. We'll be able to reduce that with the direct feeder. We'll work
right, and we'll work with Roger to...
They'll get credit for the trees to replace. It's like 2.
About, we're doing governor strips?
Yes.
Okay, will the governor strips be irrigated?
Yes.
Governor strips will be irrigated.
You're doing those on both streets?
Yes.
So in terms of conditions, I'll note the 2 governor strips. Four trees on Winchester, none along Weymouth. Waive the streetscape requirements of the plan. I'll note that the building code requires the suppression system. I'm assuming it's in Roger's report, but I'll also note that, you know, the cost estimate, performance guarantee, and escrow is required. And then finally, they'll provide some architectural relief on that 159-foot wall. Submit some work with Roger to satisfy him that what you've done is fine. Other conditions subject to any outside approvals that are required. Anything else in Mr. McLaren's report?
Just on that architectural relief. If we need that extra 6 inches, we would ask for a recommendation to the city for a revocable license for an extra 6 inches. So that would give us a possibility of a 1 foot relief on that wall rather than a 6 inch relief.
That is correct.
So if you need an encroachment license,
right?
We look for you. I mean, you got 2 of the 3 guys here, so. But yeah, I can note that. And then any other representations made on or behalf of the applicant during the course of the hearing? That's pretty much it. We'll need a motion and a second and a roll call.
We have a motion and a second, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Have a roll call vote and please state your reason.
Mayor Mangrove?
Preble.
Preble, I'm sorry.
Just got the motion.
Got the motion, thanks.
All right, so I support the application. I think the roof, the two variances, the height of the capitals, it's going to be barely noticeable on the third floor and hidden behind architectural features. I think the corner access, while it is a variance, is really the only way to make that a workable corner and access the third unit for a driveway. But on the positive side, you know, this is taking up what is really a sea of concrete and adding landscaping along the 60-foot run in governor strip and in trees and a number of shrubs. It wasn't mentioned that the back is also well landscaped. I think that, along with the things were mentioned about the awnings and possible bump outs, I think that would make that, which is a fairly well-traveled street, in the right direction in the future, more attractive. And then, and
And those are the criteria, I think, that outweigh the positive. In general, the biggest thing, I think, is the lowering of density. You have 10 potential units that could have been developed into something else that would be, I think, evasive to the neighborhood, in my opinion. And this is going to be more residential, lower impact to the neighborhood.
Commissioner Langgraf?